Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
So I don't know if you have it yet. I don't have it yet. And that's the new LinkedIn interface for desktop. Now, I don't have it, but I've seen it because I have a lot of friends who are influencers, insiders with LinkedIn, and they've done webinars and videos and shown how it works. If you've played around with the mobile version, you're going to be a lot more familiar with the desktop version, because they've really taken a lot of what's happened in the mobile side of things and moved it to the desktop. And it's lost a little functionality, but nothing that's really going to, you know, rock your world. It is still LinkedIn. It still does pretty much the same stuff. The one thing that is not going to change, though, is how we use LinkedIn. Now, I gave a speech last week at Aurora University. They have a sales institute once every 2 months, and I was invited to speak on using LinkedIn for prospecting. So what I wanted to do today for you guys and gals is talk about the 5 steps to prospecting success using LinkedIn. Now, here are the 5 things, and I'll cover them each individually. Number 1, connections. Number 2, courtship. Number 3, content marketing. Number 4, cohesiveness. And number 5, contracts, right? The whole purpose of prospecting is to generate business. So let's start off with the first thing, and that is connections. One of the core principles that I teach is relationship marketing, and one of my favorite quotes is by Zig Ziglar. He says, "You can have everything in life you want if you just help other people get what they want." And that's essentially what quality connections is all about. You want to make sure that you're connecting up with your customers, your prospects, your power partners, and your vendors, and you're doing it with a purpose. You make sure that you're connecting with them in a way that's going to help them. That's really the key thing, is we're doing this to not only promote ourselves, but really to start out with a servant leadership mind. The best place to find a lot of these people are groups. So if you can find a client, go look at the groups that they're hanging out with. Chances are there might be some similar people in there that you could prospect to. And the goal is not to just friend them and jump on board. I mean, that's like walking into a bar, tapping somebody on a shoulder and say, "Hey, you look pretty. You want to get married? Or you look handsome. You want to get married?" No. What you have to do is you have to feed them great stuff. So it takes a little time. So don't be the creep. And the creep is the person that connects with you and then within 30 seconds sends you a direct message saying, "Watch my half-hour video and buy my crap," right? That's not how it works. That's not how any of this stuff works, just like the e-surance commercial, all right? So what you have to do is you have to spend a little time developing those relationships. So point number 2 is what I call courtship, real relationships, R-E-A-L-L-A-T-I-O-N-S-H-I-P-S, real relationships. So what you want to do is spend a little time getting to know them and giving them an opportunity to get to know you. The definition of courtship is during courtship, a couple gets to know each other and decide if there will be an engagement or other such agreement. So it takes time for them to get to know you and for you to get to know them. So you want to make sure that you're being a resource, you're helping them, and you're building trust. And so it takes time to get to the point where you say, "Hey, I want to have a quick phone call with you or arrange a coffee or a meeting and say, you know, I just want to find out what you do and see if there's any resources that I have in my network that can help you." That's how you start off a great relationship. You don't jump right in and start selling. So point number 3 is content marketing. So as you start to develop relationships with people, you want to provide them something of value. And one of the best ways to provide value is through blogs, podcasts, videos, even other people's content. If you find great articles in Entrepreneur Magazine, Inc. Magazine, or maybe something parallel to your industry. But what you want to do is you want to be known as the person that is constantly giving good content. So either you create it or you share other people's stuff. But if you can create it yourself or have somebody in your organization create it, even better. You're creating something that starts to make you top of mind, and people start to pay attention with you, and then they start to associate the great information with you. And that's ultimately what you want to do. You can do this via video, you can do it via audio, you can get interviewed and share the interviews, you can do all that kind of stuff. The next C is cohesiveness. Now, what I've seen by going into corporations, and I do this all the time, is I go in and I teach sales teams how to use LinkedIn. And I'll get 20, 30 people in a room and start to look at all of their different profiles. Now, some have the logo of the company. Some have no pictures. Some talk about the company in a glowing perspective. Some have no overview or summary of what they do. And even worse than that is a lot of time when I start looking at companies, they have a bunch of people that don't work there anymore listed as somebody working at their company. So what you want to do is make sure that everybody on your team, if you work in a sales organization, you have more than just yourself. I'm a solopreneur. I can manage my own. But if you have more than one person on your team, you want to make sure that everybody is cohesive, that they're all projecting the same message, that the team actually looks like a team and everybody has a good picture. Their summaries somewhat talk about what the company does and the fact that their headline is giving people an opportunity to say, what problem does this person solve? And that's ultimately what you want to do. So you want to take a look at everybody in your company, everybody in your organization who is involved in sales and LinkedIn, and make sure that they're all on the same page. Air quotes, right? They're all on the same page. When somebody looks at your company, they all have great pictures. They have a cohesive message that they're sharing, and that it is congruent with the goals and the needs of your company. So that's huge. You want to make sure that everybody is doing something similar. So make sure you're reviewing those, updating those, and educating your people as to the way that you want your company to be shown on LinkedIn. So the final piece of this is converting connections into contracts, okay? So what you really have to do is focus on the relationships. Everything starts with relationships, and it takes time. I've had customers who finally worked with me, that joined my Bacon System training, that have hired me to build websites, that have hired me to teach them how to do marketing from 3 years ago. They saw a speech that I did and finally came up and said, you know what? You resonated with me and now I'm ready to get started. So the second piece is when people do that, do you have a plan to execute and measure for them what it is that they're looking for? The other thing I suggest is don't be afraid to get help. Don't be afraid to ask somebody to come in and review your LinkedIn profile to help you figure out the best way for you to utilize it. And the bottom line here is keep learning, because there's always so much to learn when it comes to online marketing, especially when this new interface comes out. And I'll be working on a brand new course. It's going to be called The Bacon System, Leveraging LinkedIn for Sales, and that'll be coming soon, and that might be a good tool for you to help learn about how to use the new LinkedIn. So let me review those five things again. The five steps are, number one, connections, make great connections. Number two, courtship, it takes time. Number three, content marketing, write great stuff. Cohesiveness, everybody on the same page, then generate the contracts. So, as I always say, social media changes by the day, by the week, by the hour. It's up to you to learn this stuff. So, keep your eyes open. When you get that new interface, I'd love to hear from you and see what you think about it. Make sure you give us comments at The Bacon Podcast and give us a review on iTunes. Thanks much.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.